USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Latecomer to the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg, has qualified to be on the debate stage tonight with the other candidates in Nevada, although he's being accused by President Trump in a tweet of illegally buying the Democratic nomination, and fellow Democrats are making similar accusations.
Bloomberg has spent $450 million of his own money on ads, and it's paying off. In the Super Tuesday state of Virginia, he's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders.
Anybody here worth $60 billion, you can run for president, and you can buy the airwaves. My friends, that is called oligarchy, not democracy.
Sanders, who's leading in Nevada, has recently been engaging in a full battle with Bloomberg.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who's now a free man. Blagojevich had been sentenced in late 2011 to 14 years in prison on charges of extortion and corruption. He'd been a contestant on Trump's reality TV show, Celebrity Apprentice. Following his release overnight, he told reporters,
Like I said, I'm profoundly grateful. He's got obviously a big fan in me. And if you're asking me what my party affiliation is, I'm a Trumpocrat.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who pleaded guilty to felony charges involving tax fraud and making false statements to federal investigators. Kerik served about 3 years in prison. Utah lawmakers approving a bill that effectively decriminalizes polygamy. The measure passed by the state Senate unanimously yesterday reduces the penalty for plural marriage from a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison to a fine of up to $750,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Mexican man is facing charges after allegedly working for Russia to collect info on U.S. government employees. Hector Fuentes, arrested at Miami International Airport while on his way to Mexico, according to a Justice Department statement released late yesterday. Fuentes allegedly had been recruited by a Russian agent in 2019 and told to rent an apartment under a false name and to collect information about a specific vehicle belonging to someone in the U.S. government. They're not named, but Fuentes is charged with working as a foreign agent without declaring it to the U.S. government. A pretrial hearing for him is set for this Friday. A woman who leaked secret government information about Russian influence in the 2016 election is trying to get out of prison. Reality winner filing a petition last week seeking clemency from President Trump, as she says she only acted to inform the public. The former intelligence specialist did plead guilty to one count of felony transmission of national defense information. That plea came in June of 2018. She has previously told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she is not the leftist that she was portrayed to be. And the first adult home for the Queen of Country Music, Loretta Lynn, is on sale. It's in the Nashville area, listed at $350,000. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.